Hi everyone, I'm your host Thea, and you're once again listening to our summer series, Inside Knowledge. Today, we're speaking with leadership expert Paul Leitch to give you useful insights on how to lead your team to achieve the best possible results. And we are once again joined by Paul, who is with us for her final episode in our summer series. So we previously discussed the situation in the UK with Boris Johnson resigning, and then we also discussed the world leaders and their reaction to the war in Ukraine. And today I want to speak with Paul about her book Vantage Point. And then my first question to you, Paul, is what are the leaders' 5 vantage points and how can they be used to build positive momentum and high performance?
Thank you. Yeah, so, and this is observed through, you know, many, many years of working with leaders across all different levels in various different organizations and my own experience of leadership, that once you enter a leadership position, you effectively have what I call the keys to the castle. So you can see things other people can't see. It's your unique vantage point. So it's really being aware of that and understanding that you're using all of those different vantage points and not getting stuck in one or another, so that you've got that broadest perspective when you make decisions or you're communicating with people or you're creating a strategy or whatever you're doing, that you're actually thinking about it from different perspectives. So the 5 that I've sort of collected together that I sort of think you could categorize this into. So the first one is in amongst. So that is, you know, actually doing the job with your people. Every so often, you could class it as back to the floor, but it's actually experiencing what it feels like to get the work done. And, you know, some people might say, oh, I don't have a physical working environment. Well, there's all sorts of ways in which you can still experience what it feels like to try and get the work done. And you're doing this not from the perspective of, you know, necessarily trying to be better than you. Everyone around you is going to be better than you because they do it. But it's observation and experience that helps you to understand. The second one is to the side and around, which is still very much sort of understanding what's happening at the delivery, the operational level of what your team do, but in much more of an observational role. So rather than being involved in it, it's a bit like management by walking about might have been termed, you know, back in the 80s, this kind of idea of being able to see things, you know, from an observational perspective, but at that sort of ground level. The third one, and this is where most managers and leaders spend their time, is from high above. So this is the vantage point where I can sort of see the work of my team, and I can see the sort of handoffs between different people, and I can see the efficiencies. You know, this might be data that I get. It might be meetings that I attend. You know, that's where I will see this vantage point. And it helps me to kind of coordinate and make decisions and communicate. The fourth one, and this is a little bit where we sometimes feel this is a bit of an indulgence, we do it if we have time, is from high out and beyond. It's that more systemic view. It's trusting everybody's got this, my team have got this. And let me make sure I understand my industry, my competitors, the next big thing that's coming. Where am I looking at something completely adjacent that's nothing to do with my industry, but I'm going to bring that learning in. It's that whole sort of, it's reading, it's curiosity beyond. And then the fifth vantage point that all leaders have, this is my favorite, but I think this is sometimes one of the least used, is inside. So, and what I mean by this is every leader has got intuition, has got experience to rely on, needs to have reflective time to make sense of things around them so that they're able to communicate clearly, so they're able to make sense of things so that they can think about what questions they need to ask. So that reflective time inside is the fifth vantage point of any leader. And the idea is that we probably all have preference with some of these. Just your awareness of them helps you to think about where am I spending my time as a leader? And have I got a perspective and a view from all of those different vantage points when I'm making decisions and I'm communicating.
Yeah, I think that's very useful. And then there has been some conversations recently about the new generations entering the workplace, millennials and Gen Z, and their changing expectations towards the workplace. So do you think the leadership, that leadership needs to be adapted to the to those new needs of the new generations?
Yeah, I do. And I think this is just a cyclical thing. This happens all of the time. So you could go back in history and look at whether it's social change or whether it's change in leadership and organizations. We're always evolving and changing our leadership style as, you know, new generations of people, in this case, enter the workplace with a completely different experience in their formative years. So the way they show up, the way they interact and the way they think is different. And that's brilliant because that pushes us all forward. And let's not forget, these are the consumers of the future. So actually, it's super important that they're the consumers, they're the stakeholders, they're, you know, the clients of the future. So it's really, really important that we do adapt. And I was thinking of, you know, when I sort of think about this, there's a couple of examples of this. And I think one is when that next generation, you know, already with us in the workplace or coming through into our workplace, asks why, asks a challenging question or shows up differently, it's really important to check ourselves and our reference points and make sure that we don't respond in defense, but that we respond with curiosity. And it might be that we meet in the middle. We've got some experience to share that gives context, but they've got some new ideas. But I think as a leader, really got to kind of check yourself all the time. Am I responding with defense or am I responding with curiosity? And then the second thing I was thinking about was just, you know, the linear process in the past would have been that experience really did count mainly because we did know more. Well, actually, we don't know more. In the digital era, actually, you know, my generation of leaders, I simply don't know more about digital technology, social media. I'm not a digital native than the younger generation. They actually are coming into the workplace and they do know more about how to use that media and how to harness it than we do. And so I think there's a humility required from leaders to understand that leadership doesn't mean you have to have the answers. Leadership means you have to understand everybody that you have around you and how do you bring their capabilities and skills to life. And then you can be humble because it doesn't challenge your leadership. It is your leadership. So I think those are the sort of examples for me that are super important. And that vantage points pit, just to bring it back to that, would be, you know, this is absolutely being both in amongst, you know, new people coming into our workplaces and being, you know, high above, out and beyond, and looking at this horizon of what's changing. So, and that sort of brings it back to why that's so important.
Well, I love those insights. Thank you very much for sharing. And again, I hope they're going to be useful for business leaders and even employees. So thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me on this and in the previous two episodes. I really enjoyed talking with you, and thank you very much.
Thank you.